Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Going for a brief recall, I was in the middle of polishing off the new scientist, had to go cook some dinner, bum round home, or fix at home. It sent off a fairly complex email where I've sort of interleaved MRI scans so you can see what's going on in there. And then at night, I've got to put in so much exercise a day. I was going to go, because it's a little bit wet at the moment, come out here, there's a little bit of a light rain falling, very unusual. It's not unusual in Sydney, and sometimes it's pouring, stuff like that, but it's not been any sort of precipitation for months, I suppose, around here. So it's a bit strange, a bit refreshing to see it here, out here, but I'm out here because it's late-ish at night and I can't get on the exercise bike in our room while my wife's trying to get off to sleep. And so I'm out here doing a quick cardiac rehab walk, things. And it's hard to say. Look, there's a general uptrend. You know, let's be positive about that. But in this one, I'm going to do this standard recall. And I'm sort of thinking about what I should really have is have a book where, you know, rather than looking things up on the internet from time to time and getting on top of it. But at the end of the day, I think it's a simple book, I might lose it. So I want to do the periodic table, DNA, RNA, basic bases, acid theory, sort of generalized theory to get right on top of it. So without further ado, that's how I always start things up, I'll do the periodic table. And, yeah, and things that becomes more automatic, I don't even think ahead of doing it. So hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, manganese, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cesium, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gondolium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, there you go, curium, berkelium, californium, einsteinium, fermium, mendelevium, novellium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, hasnium, mentrium, drumstruffium, Copernican, Nipponium. It's getting down rather swift now. Nipponium, Fluvium, funny Russian guy, sort of the weirdest person in the period for a table, if you ask me. Moscovium, Livermorium, Tennesseum, what a wanky name, and Organistum, Organison, Argon, all those ones. That does it, the 118. It's a lot of simple when you actually do it like that. And then we're doing amino acids, or not amino acids, I'll get on top of that. DNA, RNA, that's all the phosphate interlink, ribose sugar, which is the thing which connects the two phosphates and the base, is the sort of three-way interlock, and that ribose has got an OH removed from it, so it's deoxyribose, DNA ribose there, and then you've got four bases which stick onto the first carbon after the oxygen in the ribose, a five carbon chain, I call them almost an ester ring. There's a sugar, but really sugars are ester rings. And so you've got purine bases. Now, I'm going to memorize this a little bit better. Now this is, I know what adenine is because I spent that and it's locked away, but guanine. Now, how I remember those are two purines. These are hexagons and pentagon atom, so double figure eight rings, is that the A and the G have a little side stroke, mid stroke in the center. You know, the capital A with a stroke in the bar, and G has got a stroke in the side. So this is memory across it. On your left you have a hexagon with the carbon, so with the vertices, the pointy bit of the hexagon pointing down to the table, downwards, so it forms a hexagon with a pointy bit at the top, flat to the side, which has got a, hooks up to a pentagon, and the pentagon has a vertex pointing out to the right. So in that pentagon you've got two nitrogens, the nitrogen at the top is just normal nitrogen. The second nitrogen down there, so it goes carbon, nitrogen, carbon to the most right. The nitrogen underneath there has the hydrogen, and that's the linkage to the ribose or deoxyribose. Sugar, all important for the adenine. So that does that pentagon for you. The other two parts of that are mutually shared carbons. Then going down, going down so clockwise at the base. At 6 o'clock you've got, we can actually do it here, 6, 8, 10, and 12 o'clock as you go around here, because it's sided like that. So at 6 o'clock is a nitrogen, at, does that make sense? Because between 8 and 4 are 4. I just, oh yeah, that's okay, I can grant that. So between 6 and at 8 o'clock is just a normal carbon atom. We'll revisit you. Then a nitrogen, which is at 10 o'clock. At midday, that carbon has an amine put onto it. And then going back to 2 o'clock is the, getting into the pentagon. That's adenine for you. You get the hydrogen bonding between nitrogen, the amine and the nitrogen at 10 o'clock. Then we go to guanine. The pronunciation is also a purine, except it's the same molecule, except where you have the amine, you move the amine off and put it on the ad hoc carbon, and then where you have the amine used to be at the midnight one. It's actually, I'm going to do a really quick walk here because it's getting pretty brutal here. It's getting really wet. Oh God. Okay, so that's got an oxygen up the top there. Because it's got an oxygen, that's taking a full series of bonds. There's going to be a hydrogen on that nitrogen, is that right? Work that one out. Because there's a nitrogen at 10 o'clock and a midnight is a, is that 12? There's a, oxygen. So they're called purines. Now, the simple hexagons, which we're going to do the, exactly the same thing and place it on the hexagon or clock face, where the points of the hexagon are at 12 or 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So at 6 o'clock you have, this is your basic purine, pyridine. So thionine. Now thionine's a bit of a character. So thionine starts off with the nitrogen. This is all important nitrogen as the base, because that's the one that links into your ribose. Then the next one up, which is at 8 o'clock, is your normal carbon, but in your thiamine, that's hooked onto an amine. And so that's got a nitrogen and two hydrogens with it. Next one up is a nitrogen at 10 o'clock, and then at midnight or whatever it is, at 12, you've got a double bond to an oxygen, and then the difference between a T and a U, the U is ur or something or other, which goes with RNA, and on that 2 o'clock carbon, you have a methyl group, which is a methyl group is just a carbon, three oxygens. So that does that T, and then if I've got an A, a G, and a T, C is a cysteine, and to remember if this is correct. So cysteine's got two oxygens with it. An oxygen at the midnight, and rather than I just look at AT. Blood oath. Did I say? Let's scrap what I said before. Now I've visualised it really again. T again, which is purine. It goes a nitrogen at 6. At 10, there's an oxygen. Bloody hell, oxygen. Then there's a carbon. Then there's another nitrogen at 10 o'clock. Then at midnight, at 12, you've got an oxygen. And at 2, you've got a methyl group. That's T for sure. because that way it's only got two hydrogen binding sites, which matches up with the A. And then cysteine is an oxygen at midnight, at no, at 12, that's at 2, cis carbon. And it's so easy, it's a clock face, blood oath, it's easy. And I'll be going home soon through another periodic table to wind it off as we're going home. It's going to do a sort of a deep treatise this time, but there's no way you do it here and catch the death of me in the cold, cold here. I don't know where. Look, you're welcome to come out of Australia one time and have a walk and enjoy. Like, it is actually quite an amazing place. There's lots of lights and I find it amazing. Lots of historic buildings. Lots of drenched with history. Some lucky to be 150 years, 100 years of history going back. Okay. That's the cysteine is the nitrogen at 8 o'clock, a carbon with a nitrite, an amine group, which is a nitrogen and two hydrogens. Next one is a nitrogen, and then the group above that is an oxygen. And that C group gives you three hydrogen bonding sites for the bases to fit to each other. And all I can say is that as I'm understanding it more and memorizing it more, I can see that the deoxy stuff, the deoxy is critical because it means there's less atoms there and can fold up into the double helix. If you just put in that little bit of an extra stuff there, it doesn't work. And you can see that there's actually no chemical reason why you couldn't put an RNA without the with a U, where you put in a U rather than a T in there. But you can sort of see that the T really works well in DNA in terms of its fitting together. So you can get a general view of it. And so I've got a general view. It's been able to recite DNA quickly enough. And I think there's also a possibly a way, you know, like I'm doing the periodic table. There's almost a periodic table of scales. You know, why not stop it there? But let's go back to the periodic table and see how quickly I can do it, how smoothly I can do it. Okay, breathing in hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, potassium, calcium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, blood of hell. I think I've done something wrong. Did I do sodium, magnesium, or did I say potassium, calcium? I think I did say potassium, calcium. So let's scratch that, start again. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chrome, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, zinc, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium-barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gadolinium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, mercurium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, einsteinium, fermium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, borium, hasnium, metri, something or other, metri, whatever she is, I'm going to really learn about her, damstructium, rotgunium, copernicum, nipponium, fluvium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organeson. There you go. So that's I won't do it again. But what I'm going to do is construct in my head a periodic table of scales. And, sort of a complex one, just got a, like I don't really think about how I do it, sort of like classical physics, quantum physics, I don't know how you describe, the blow your brain scales, or sort of scales of 10, units, and then there's the play scales, I suppose, world universe scales, sort of universes within universes. I think I'll talk on that. Well, thanks a lot for listening. I'll finish off with The New Scientist, and I must admit, reading The New Scientist is a bit of a thing to think, to really get your mind around that sometimes you're up against people and situations for which it has been decided that there is no solution. That's what I get from reading that latest New Scientist about the massacre of these, this group. And of course I've got to try and get the memory. I can sort of get some of the letters of it. H.A. Hasselin or something like that. This massacre in, Iron Age 800 BC, town. To look at it, it sort of really speaks to you, that you realise that the message forward is that combat at the time doesn't solve it, yet its story is coming forward more powerfully than ever. So it's just a question of trying to think about that, and I couldn't really get my mind. The next one article I think was about AI warbots again, I don't know, it's just the structure of these things, to go across. We are living in an age where eloquent thinking is going to be bombed out of us. I think we have to really think for a way of de-escalating things. It's very interesting, them talking about, people's reactions in, President Kennedy in 62. That Bay of Pigs and the, whoops, what the heck is that? That entire, draw to conflict, and how that entire, it looks as society, with the AI taking into warfare, and people having a lot more documentation. People, I don't know, I just have this overall feeling that, you know, that part of the story of these people is that they've been dug up, you know, 3,000 years later, and, we have, you know, that's a significant part of the story, that, you'd think their story is extinguished, and absolutely extinguished. However, it's not. And overall, many people's stories are extinguished. I think of Pol Pot and that type of stuff. But somehow, it's very early days, and we're just the finest thread, one or two people picking up on what's going on. It's sort of an interesting paradigm. It's sort of like you would engage. It's sort of like if people can, this is Voltaire, if people can make you believe in absurdities, they can make you, if people lead you to observe, believe in absurdities, the next step is committing atrocities. And these guys are definitely committing atrocities at this point in time. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.